KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Catherine Barron. Retail giant Walmart will have to pay $172 million to thousands of former and current workers at its California stores for failing to give them paid lunch breaks. A jury in Alameda County handed down the verdict on Thursday following a three-month trial. Walmart's attorney said the company would appeal. And the state Supreme Court dealt a blow to cigarette makers yesterday. The high court ruled that California does have the right to limit cigarette advertising and promotions that include handing out free samples at public events. Cigarette manufacturer R.J. Reynolds did get one victory. It will be allowed to appeal the $15 million fine for violating the state law. Car insurance rates could be headed for a shakeup in California. State Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi says he'll introduce new rules next week that would set premiums based more on how well people drive rather than on where they live. KPCC's Tamara Keith reports.
Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi says the new regulations will fulfill the intent of Proposition 103, passed by California voters 17 years ago. That initiative said that when setting car insurance rates, insurers can look at three primary factors: a person's driving record, how many miles they drive, and how long they've been driving. But Garamendi says insurers have been putting too much emphasis on a secondary factor, the zip code where the driver lives. And that, he says, is patently unfair.
A good driver, wherever they are in the state of California, ought to have a lower rate than a bad driver, wherever that person is in the state of California. And that's what this is all about. This is about enacting the will of the people.
But insurance industry groups say the new regulations could actually hurt good drivers, who would end up subsidizing the rates of people who live in more high-risk urban areas. The commissioner says he expects the regulations will go into effect sometime in July, after public hearings are held. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
There are holiday shoppers, and then there are mystery shoppers. They look like the real McCoy, but they're actually undercover. Covert shoppers hired by corporations to blend in with the throng and make sure store employees are doing their jobs. Jason Margolis reports on this growing $600 million business.
Standing outside a music and video store at a mall in Sacramento, mystery shopper Carrie Moore scans her assignment checklist one last time. Today, she'll be making sure the salespeople are well-versed on three new movie releases.
Asking questions of the staff to find out what the ratings are, if they're age-appropriate for kids, and how much violence is involved.
She hides her checklist and heads into the store.
PG-13?
After a few minutes, a salesperson comes by. Moore dives right in, quizzing him about the DVD. Their conversation was recorded with a hidden microphone.
It's got two discs in here. What's the other
one? The second disc is like the making of the movie, information about the making of it. And it might have some deleted scenes as well.
She makes her purchase, leaves the store, and then heads to a corner of the mall. There, she writes down answers to a questionnaire.
Did the associate smile and make eye contact? Yes, he did.
Moore says she likes her job, and most people can't believe that she gets paid to go shopping.
I get a laugh. Because most people really don't know what it is, so I get a smile and right.
But this is no laughing matter. Last year, more than 8 million evaluations were conducted by American mystery shoppers. The National Shopping Service in Rockland is one of the nation's largest mystery shopping companies, with more than 200,000 shoppers working in 22 countries. CEO Matt Wozniak says all kinds of companies come to him, hoping to get that extra competitive business edge. And that means learning more about their employees.
Are they in fact greeting the customer? Does the customer feel as though the greeting is genuine? If you offer a rote greeting or a non-genuine greeting, you may be doing more damage than you are good.
Most mystery shoppers are paid by the project, anywhere from $7 to $60, depending on the complexity of the assignment. Sometimes they don't get paid at all, but can keep what they buy. For example, a free meal for evaluating a restaurant. Then there's the rare mystery shopper who hits the jackpot and gets sent to the beach or the ski slopes.
That's not the norm. But we have sent people for a week to a luxury resort to evaluate the resort and housekeeping people, the concierge, you name it.
And that can also include making sure the massage therapists are doing their job as well. Wozniak says top mystery shoppers earn $60,000 a year. Most, however, do it part-time to earn a few extra bucks.
Okay. And if I wanted to just replace reading lenses, can you guys do that there?
26-year-old Jessica Scott is working in the call center today, checking on businesses over the phone. A mother of two young children, she says she started mystery shopping because the hours are flexible and it's fun.
It's pretty exciting because, like, for instance, you get free movies or free food or, you know, I mean, it makes it really worth it. And you feel like you're like a spy or, you know, you're like undercover.
Mystery shopping began in the 1940s when store owners wanted to make sure their employees were running the cash registers correctly. Today, it's gone high tech. John Swinburne is the executive director of the Mystery Shopping Providers Association. He says shoppers can go into stores with tiny microphones, video recorders, or cameras.
And then to upload it to the internet, that allows the information to be gathered very quickly and assimilated very quickly. It allows the retailer to know in almost real time what's happening on the sales floor.
Swinburne says the idea isn't to make employees feel like Big Brother is watching, but to improve business. Back at the mall, salespeople like Todd, who didn't want to use his last name, says everybody here knows they're being watched. But he says most don't worry, except for the new arrivals.
First job type people, you know, anybody in their teens or who's not a lot of experience are kind of intimidated, maybe worried, oh, I might get mystery shopped.
And they might. This year, an estimated 1.5 million Americans are crawling through the nation's malls as registered mystery shoppers. For the California Report, I'm Jason Margolis in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Friday, December 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Howard Gelman, with additional engineering from Danny Bringer, Paul Ancor, Seal Muller, and Tom Krimkowski. Rory Gallagher and Lissa Mudd directed the show. The editors were Kat Snow, Andrea Kissick, and Pat Flynn. Our interns are Kasha Newman, Allison Johnson, and John Kane. Stacey Bond and Erica Kelly produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com, and the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.